art of receiving. As the man approached master, he bore the weight of his poverty and the burden of comparison to those who seemed to have it all. His life was filled with suffering, and he felt as though no one was there to help him. Seeking guidance, he asked master why he could not be as rich as another person. In the stillness that followed, master looked deep into the man's eyes and spoke with a voice that was both wise and gentle. He explained that the man's birth was merely a continuation of the past, and that his deepest desires had surfaced and been experienced as if they were real within the dream of his life. Just as in a dream, everything had felt real, yet the man had no control over it. Master went on to explain that the man's deepest desires were hidden deep within him, often unconscious and unknown even to himself. All of his fears, calculations, and hatreds were buried within, and they surfaced in his dreams as nightmares. The true self, Master continued, would only surface in dreams. In real life, people often acted in ways that conflicted with their true nature. Their ego kept them from acknowledging the truth of their nature, and their dreams served to show them their true selves. Master likened the process of wakefulness and sleep to birth and death, explaining that the process was entirely the same. At death, people would experience and see their true selves, and some would be upset and ashamed of their true selves. Yet, with a desire to change, the person could be reborn again. Even after rebirth, the traces of past consciousness and behaviors would follow, much like how dreams were forgotten upon waking. Rebirth and death were the same, Master said. Thus, if the man was still experiencing misfortunes, it was time to look deep within himself to his true self, where his deepest desires lay. It was these desires that had led him to his life's experiences, and only by facing them could he hope to find true happiness and fulfillment. The golden advice: poverty is relative to the amount of merits we have accumulated, said Master. And merits are simply the joy we have given or shared with others. Without merits, there can be no fortune. No higher spirits can advance anything good for us. The art of giving and sharing is often talked about, but today, Master will teach us about the art of receiving. It is as important, if not more important than giving. To understand the art of receiving, we must understand the essence of gratitude and gratefulness. These thoughts are merits that accumulate within us. But what is the art of receiving? Most people fail to learn it, and therefore, fail in life. It is a law of nature that governs giving and receiving. When we give, more joy is created. The smile and appreciation of the receiver gives us more joy. But what if the receiver is not contented or unhappy with the gift? That joy may be exhausted right out of us. We may think, how ungrateful of that person, and strike them off our favorite list of people. This is the nature of all minds, and it happens within our minds and all existences. The art of receiving is just as important as giving. It is the other side of the coin. If we are not conscious enough about how to appreciate others or the gifts of nature, we may be struck off from the list of recipients. It is a spiritual nature that happens the same way through all existences. When we receive anything, even a smile, we should simply smile back. When we receive a gift, we should thank the sender and be truly appreciative and contented. We should question ourselves and ask, how grateful am I with my life? Am I grateful for the air, the sun, and the water? We must be conscious of our contentment. If we fail to learn this simple art of receiving, we can never receive more great fortunes in life. We must understand the nature of giving and receiving, and we must practice gratitude and appreciation. This is the golden advice that Master has imparted to us.